reading from the prophet Isaiah. In the year of King Uzziah's death, I saw the Lord seated on a high throne. His train filled the sanctuary. Above him stood seraphs, each one with six wings. And they cried out to one another in this way, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. His glory fills the whole earth." The foundations of the threshold shook with the voice of the one who cried out, and the temple was filled with smoke. I said, "What a wretched state I am in! I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have looked at the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding in his hand a live coal, which he had taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. With this he touched my mouth and said, "See now, this has touched your lips. Your sin is taken away. Your iniquity is purged." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Who will be our messenger?" I answered, "Here I am, send me." The word of the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul. Brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, the gospel that you received and in which you are firmly established, because the gospel will save you only if you keep believing exactly what I preached you. Believing anything else will not lead to anything. Well then, in the first place, I taught you what I had been taught myself, namely, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared first to Cephas and secondly to the 12. Next, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, and then to all the apostles. And last of all, he appeared to me too. It was as though I was born when no one expected it. I am the least of the apostles. In fact, since I persecuted the Church of God, I hardly deserve the name apostle. But by God's grace, that is what I am, and the grace that he gave me has not been fruitless. On the contrary, I, or rather the grace of God that is with me, have worked harder than any of the others. But what matters is that I preach what they preach, and this is what you all believed. The word of the Lord.